Menstrual management is a challenge for women and girls in the Pacific who can often experience feelings of shame and embarrassment when they get their period. Research by the Burnett Institute into the stigma around menstruation in Melanesian countries has found these attitudes persist in rural as well as urban areas. In the report titled The Last Taboo, Burnett researchers found in Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands and Fiji, there are a number of factors at play for women that make it difficult for them to manage their period effectively. Burnett's Women and Children's Health Officer Yasmin Mohammed says while there has been some improvement, negativity around menstruation remains widespread.
We talked to a number of different groups. So we talked to girls who are at school, so adolescent girls. We also talked to women in formal workplaces. We also spoke with men, so we spoke with groups of men in each research site.
So of those men you spoke to in this research, what were they saying?
Yeah, so there was definitely a traditional belief, predominantly in the sites in Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands, about menstruating blood being dirty and so menstruating women and girls consequently being dirty or unclean. This was identified by the men, but it was also something that the women and girls mentioned a lot. Menstruating women and girls will actually live in separate houses. And a lot of these practices are becoming much less common, but they are still practiced in some areas.
So how do women get around this? And what are some of the practical solutions that are coming out of this research?
One of the research team members in Solomon Islands, at the end of the project, she's actually ended up setting up her own business, which is wonderful, making reusable pads. In terms of other solutions, the main ones that we recommend would be improving education. So this would be address some of the harmful cultural beliefs around menstruation. Because when we spoke with girls in schools, they did have some level of understanding, but a lot of girls said that when they got their first period, they didn't expect it, and so they were scared and ashamed. And I imagine that's a very terrifying feeling to get your first period when you have no idea what that's about.
The Burnett Institute's report also points out that sanitary products can often be expensive, and women also lack access to facilities with proper water and sanitation. This has been shown to impact on their attendance at school and work. Burnett Research Fellow Lisa Natoli says Pacific women need to have a proactive role in educating their daughters on how to manage their period.
I think it's not just in the Pacific, it's kind of globally that there's this increasing momentum around, you know, the need to address the challenges for menstruating women and girls. So they need to know, you know, what the cycle's all about. And then the other recommendations were around just improving availability and access to products. So, you know, absorbent materials. So whether they're commercial products or locally made kind of reusable materials. And then addressing some of the challenges around the water and sanitation facilities. Because if there aren't good facilities there, then it's very hard to, you know, manage a period at work or at school. And there were big issues around disposal.
There's been a lot of research on this by people outside the Pacific, but what role can women in the Pacific play that will create change down the line?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's a really important point that they play a role and that generally, you know, they're involved in whatever the solutions are because, you know, there's a range of kind of restrictive practices that happen. But some of those might, you know, offer a bit of relief to women. You know, they get a break from all those household responsibilities each month, or some of them might be unwanted restrictions. So, for example, around going to the church or the temple. But some of them, you know, give them a break. So whether that's from cooking or, you know, sex or whatever, I think it's just important that they're involved in whatever those solutions are. So they have a say in whether, you know, the solutions are right for them or not, because they're the only ones that know that, you know, how these things are going to impact on them.